Attitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host, of course, with the Mr. and the Mrs.
Hello.
Great to be back right before the holiday season, of course. Feel it in the air. You can taste the turkey. It's right around Thanksgiving. And then right after Thanksgiving comes what? Christmas. So, it's going to be a heck of a holiday season. I'm ready for it. I don't know about you guys, but
you look like you're in shape for it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
He's been working out all year getting ready for Thanksgiving.
I have. I've been working out for this time of year. Welcome to the show. You haven't heard my great voice yet, so I figure I'm rolling in. It's a glorious day here in Charlotte.
Glorious.
Yeah, it's a glorious day.
You're not going to play the song.
Right? Oh, no, I am. Absolutely. At least once a day, because, life is glorious. It's Thanksgiving. It's the best time of year. You get to eat turkey. You get to watch Cowboys play football. That's most important. You also get to see a parade. You get to see Pikachu again. You also get to see who's the new – I'm trying to remember the new one this year. Yeah, Ice Age. You get to see Scarf with his acorn.
Scrat.
Scrap? Is that Scrap?
Scrat, not okay. Scarf.
Oh, I thought he said Scarf. Listen, I love Scarfs. I'm getting one for Christmas because we got the list of the summit now. Yeah, the list of the summit. And we're also going to have the Scarf coming up.
Oh, gosh.
So.
All right. What? Anyways.
I'm excited.
I am. I'm excited. Christmas will be coming up next. Already doing Christmas shopping, trying to figure out what the wife wants for Christmas. Same thing as last year. Nothing. I got it.
Okay.
So what does that mean? That's not how it works.
That's what she always said.
How it works.
It is how
it's
works.
Not how.
At our house, it works every year.
I would actually rather you donated in my name to something.
Okay, I'll donate to the Summit Foundation for a new 4K screen TV.
No.
Yeah. That's a donation.
That is not a 501(c).
That is a 501 receipt. I can write it off on my taxes at the end of the year.
No. I like how she even knows the number for it. I don't even know the number.
It's not a 501. It's a 499. So it can be tax deductible. What?
No.
We're really getting into this tax.
Actually, it's 704. Excuse me. 704.
No, he's just making stuff up now.
I am not. I never make anything up on any show I do.
Well, speaking of making things up, let's go into our first segment, Funny Family Moments.
Do we have any? I don't know if we ever have any.
How do you guys
said
have
earlier this that segment you had so, one today do with
we?
Me?
We yeah. had a hiatus last. We had a hiatus
I know, it's been
last
2 weeks.
Week, so we should have. You guys should have a funny family moment. At least one that you can combine
go
together
ahead.
Here.
You got one. I know you do.
You know I have a funny
you
family
always
moment.
Do. You always do.
Well, I don't know how funny it was. We were at the Hornets game last night. Good grief. I don't even know what day it is. And we were getting on the escalator to go up, and it stopped. It's a full escalator. It's right as the game's starting, and it stops. So
it was at the very bottom.
We were probably on step two or three,
yeah.
right?
So her mother had to walk all the way
so
up the escalator.
So we decided we're going to walk up, right? Yeah. And yes, so we all get to it because we're in such great shape, all of us.
Absolutely.
So we
I
get
hit the treadmill.
So am I?
He's wearing a Flash T-shirt.
Look at me. I mean, look at these pops. These pecs are popping today. What?
Wow. All right, I'm going to have to go back and censor that now. Are you happy?
Okay. Anyway.
The Rock should not have been named Sexiest People on this year. It should have been James Summit. This year should be on People's Magazine.
I don't know about.
As sexiest man alive.
Wait, just that or your emoji?
So if you want the summit to be the sexiest man alive, just go to Twitter. Tweet
you
out.
You just completely derailed my funny family moment.
Oh, sorry. No, wait, I thought this was a funny family moment.
No, let.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, we derailed it. This is why I don't like to do these.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, please.
It's all right, because it was actually funnier listening to you talk about your peck popping.
Peck popping.
So
can we never hear that ever again? I don't want that to be a word.
Have you not seen Journey to the Center of the Earth 2 with The Rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you think taught him that?
Who taught The Rock?
Yes.
Wow. I think we need to get him some help. He's delusional.
Alexa.
I don't think Alexa can help with this.
Where is the closest way?
So anyway,
you should ask Alexa.
Go back to the story. Your mom and I and you and your dad will stop on this.
Right. So
the escalator will stop.
So we go up and we get to the top and mom, we're sitting down, and I'm like, yeah, so we get in our seats and everything, and I'm like, are you okay? And she goes, I wasn't sure it was going to give out first, my knees or my heart. It's like, wow, okay. Or not knees. What did she say? But anyways, it was some body part. But I just really, glutes. My glutes are my heart. And I was like, okay, this is.
Thanks,
this
Mom.
This has got awkward. But it's always a lot of fun when we go to the Hornets games. And then, you know, my mom and dad get very into the games. And of course, we get very into the games. I have to say, I haven't been able to yell my Fire Clifford mantra because they've actually won the games that we've gone to this year.
Now, he's using everybody.
This is a question I've had for a few years now. Uh-huh. Who gets into more at the games, you or him?
It depends.
Okay. Because I've been to sporting events with him. I know how he gets. Yeah. I don't know how you get. So
I can get a little carried away.
Okay.
If she's not worried about me at the game, then she gets more into it. Okay. But if she lets me be me and get into the game, then it's me. But if she, you know, she'll usually look at me like, will you please calm down? You're embarrassing me.
That's not.
Or not embarrass me. She'll look at me and say, hey, can you please calm down? Because I'm worried. So, you know, you do say that. But
well,
it's fine.
Look at, I wasn't going to go there, but, you know, if you want to, we can. Generally speaking, I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to how you're doing until you get mean. And then I worry.
Okay.
So basically, you know, so when the mister decides that he's had enough of whatever, then he starts to get upset with other fans and upset
Here's the golden rule of being fans, okay? If you're going to scream it out and you're going to root, I have every right to say what I want to say.
He's got a point on that, though.
Not
when you're sitting next to me.
No. When you're sitting wherever
go
you're
sit
sitting.
Go sit by yourself, then.
If the person in front of you is cheering against your team and being as loud as they want to be, I have every right to scream for my players to do the best they can.
Screaming for your players instead of screaming against his players.
Right. Well, no, he does the same. The same people do. They do that also, though. So, and to me, I'm a trash talker. I'm a Skywalker. But no, okay, I ain't going to go that far.
Oh, my gosh.
Is
this segment over yet?
It's close.
But my point is, as a fan, you have. Now, when you go personal is when there's a problem. Okay? Now, I mean, a game is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be. And I get you. I understand completely. I understand. So, and I try to be the best I can be when I go, okay? Sometimes, you know, everybody's in different moods, and they get more into it different days than other days. But I totally understand.
Okay. What was your funny family moment this week?
It doesn't seem like it because my wife's like, okay, I'm done. You already said what you got to say. Just go end the segment. this week, I'm trying to think of a funny family moment. There's so many to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
All right. I'm going to share a little. Listen, there's only a couple movies in my lifetime I have said, I wish I could erase from memory.
And what movie might that be?
One that he knew better.
I did know better. I felt like I needed to go confession today. All right, because, and in case you don't know what confession is, Catholics go to confession when they feel like a sin.
When they've sinned and they're sorry and for it, yes.
So basically, I'm watching yesterday. I was at home. As soon as I got it, I was like, I should not watch this movie because I know it's going to be horrible. It was Sausage Party. So I rented it, took it home to watch it, and it's not what you think. But it's Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill.
Seth MacFarlane, right?
Seth MacFarlane made it, but those guys, I don't think he actually did. I know Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill was in it.
Okay.
And a bunch of their other friends that were in it.
Because I thought it was that.
And let me tell you, this is a family show. Do not let your kids ever watch this movie. Do not let your wife ever watch this movie. Don't let your spouse watch this movie. Don't get like your husband. As a matter of fact, don't get it. Don't ever get this movie. Wow. So I bring it home. I watch it. I fall asleep through half of it because I was the opening scene. I was like, all right, I'm done. I can't watch any of it because they had a song. It was horrible. And then at the end of the movie, you know, or after it was over, I give it to my stepson to take it back to work and drop it back in the Red Box. And this movie, I said, do not ever, and I never tell them this, never, ever, ever let me watch a movie like this again. I was like, dude, I can't ever do this. But he laughed. She laughed. He left work today. And when he's leaving, he left it in his room, grabbed it, and took it with him. And he's like, well, what about that scene? Don't talk to me about this movie. I mean, it was so.
I mean, where's the funny part?
The funny part is, you know, when somebody tells you not to watch something, listen to them.
But you're going to watch it anyway.
Right.
That's how it works.
But the funny part was after you should have saw my face when I was watching it. I was like, all right. But, you know, you start watching something, you kind of got to get to the end of it. I still watched it, but I regret it. But to me, it was a funny moment.
All right. Well, family funny moments this week.
Yeah.
All right, so a little marriage advice real quick.
Absolutely.
Since this is our Thanksgiving special show here, Thanksgiving with the family. So, you know, any family traditions when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Well, before we go into it, I wanted to share a story that I shared on Facebook. You can go to our Mr. and Mrs. page and read it. So Thanksgiving is a chance for families to gather together to feast and enjoy with one another. But the day can also be a meaningful time to reflect on our blessings and remember how God has been faithful in our lives. One is the Breakfast Club. It's different things. For our family, Thanksgiving Day begins early with our family gather around a card table in the living room to share a special once-a-year breakfast.
Who is that?
It's a story that I shared on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. I'll read who the author was. Actually, it's a letter she written in, and after we filled our paper, let me see, it says, between bites of poppy seed cake and sips of eggnog, we record the year's blessings on notebook paper. Landing a new job, reconnecting with old friends, finding a great sale on kids' shoes, earning an A in Spanish, no items too small for the list. After they filled the papers, I reached for the family's Thanksgiving journal, which contains our list from the past 30 years. As we sift through the pages, we remember our family's milestones, starting a new business, learning to play an instrument, hitting a home run in a baseball game, tears and laughter flow, you know, a four-year-old's gratefulness for a new bicycle. And then after breakfast, the turkey goes in the oven, the card table transforms into a puzzle area, and the guests begin to arrive. But that's how they spend their Thanksgiving. Another one, you know, is a tree of thanks. On my side, the family sentiments are usually kept to oneself, but when we planned to spend Thanksgiving at my mother's place a few years back, I knew my siblings and their spouses wouldn't be comfortable in traditions where vocal expressions of gratitude were required. So I decided to try an idea from a kid's craft project modified for my family. From brown construction paper, I cut out the trunk and branches of a tree and tape it to the wall. Then I made leaves out of the red and yellow orange paper. I hand out the leaves to my siblings, their spouses, their kids, asking them to write something they were thankful for on each leaf. And they didn't need to write their name or anything like that. And then they would read it out loud when they would still strap the wall. They would read out the thankful notes to each other on Thanksgiving.
Huh.
Another one is a tablecloth of memories. A family's favorite Thanksgiving began in 2001. As we finished our meal that year, I bought in the package of fabric pens. I asked our family members and guests to write something on the tablecloth that we're thankful for. Everyone took turns writing short notes on the cloth. And the same thing, they shared stories. Let's see, is there another one? Bread of blessings. As a child, I always looked forward to Thanksgiving, not because of the turkey or the fact sometimes it fell on my birthday, but because of the rolls. Thanksgiving morning, Mom made delicious Parker's House rolls and placed a small slip of paper with a silly fortune in the middle of each one. And at Thanksgiving dinner, family members read their fortune out loud when they opened their roll. So, and years later, she continued the tradition with a biblical twist. So she would write scriptures on small pieces of paper, tuck them into the roll, and then they would read them out, you know, when they had Thanksgiving. But that's some traditions that people share.
Okay.
That was focused on the family page.
My family's tradition was always we had a meal and everything, and afterwards, because we would always go up north to see my relatives, so we would do Christmas after it. Like, we would, you know, because we wouldn't see each other during the Christmas holidays. And then we would watch, what is it, Christmas Vacation. That was always had to. That was just this tradition we always had. So. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. So what's the marriage advice?
Where the advice is Thanksgiving with the family. I love when we ask these things and how technical you get. It's marriage advice.
I felt like I was listening to Linus's monologue in
Really?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Really?
He had a monologue?
It's actually a biblical monologue. Okay. I'm trying to understand the essence that we want to impart here.
What traditions? What traditions? You know, how important is traditions to families?
Yeah.
And as I shared, there's some families that have some very good traditions.
Here's a question for you, then.
Do you have any traditions when you were growing up with your family? Did he? What was your question?
Well, how important is tradition to you guys? How important is a Thanksgiving tradition to you guys? How important is it to spend time with the family and all that?
So tradition can mean different things to different people.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
So being around family is really important to me.
Okay. All right.
Around the holidays. I like being with the family. I like spending time and just, you know, kind of relaxing. There are a couple things, you know, that we like to do. A lot of years we'll play board games with the kids. Some years, you know, we cook. Some years we go out. But there's always the family aspect to it. We don't have anything as organized as a family binder with 30 years of remembrances of
tell your mom
all the things to be thankful for during the year. But it's a great idea. I see, you know, a real need for people to recall all of the things that they are blessed with during the year and over the years.
Yeah.
Because in our society, it's so very easy to only focus on things that we don't like in our lives or in the world. But I think one of the things that I know I like a lot is that we do have some traditions around Christmas every couple of years as a family you know, trips that we take, my side of the family. And I think there's a couple of really cool things that, you know, we find as we do that every other year that just, you know, kind of allows us to slow down and, you know, really reflect on what it means to have the opportunity to unwind and be thankful for things in our lives.
So did you have anything Thanksgiving that you and your mom and dad, when you were little, when you're smaller?
No, I mean, dad was in the military, right? So we weren't always around the rest of the family. We were often around, we were often on military bases or near military bases. So we had a really good opportunity to just be together. Mom was big on, you know, there was a traditional meal when our family would have the time, would be together. We would, have really big turkey meals, right?
Well,
there's the usual stuff you get. I think the thing that we've got, which is not necessarily what you would imagine for a regular routine, is, and we've talked about it before, Dad's French toast. Right, which usually comes out at least one day.
French toast.
stuffed French toast.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So there's usually, over Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, there's usually some point in there where we're getting some of Dad's stuffed French toast.
Okay. French toast. I never had that before. Anything called
amazing.
Stuffed French toast. It sounds amazing.
It's amazing. So there was really nothing for you that, you know, you guys did together when you were younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just spend time together.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what it should be.
No, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I can remember, you know, real fast, because I know we need to move on. But, you know, when I was younger, I always remember spending, you know, I come from a family that my mom and dad were divorced. Okay.
Yeah.
So I would spend morning with my grandmother. On my mother's side. So I would spend Thanksgiving morning with them. Then I would go to my dad's house, spend Thanksgiving afternoon with them, watching the Cowboys and Redskins game usually. And then after that, we would pack up from there and we would go to my aunt's on my dad's side. So we eat dinner there. So I had lunch, midday, and then dinner over at my aunt's house, and we watched the night football game there. So I would have three meals that went plus breakfast, so four meals that day. And, you know, I loved that because, you know, I got to eat, watch football game, and spend time with the family.
Of course.
So, you know, I think to each family, they need to have their own tradition.
Yes.
You know, some of these are really great with the tree and the, you know, and so maybe some of these things we could even start this year. But I love the tradition. You need
those family traditions.
You need to have traditions in your family. I think it's very important. Even if it's just to me, it's spending time with my father or my stepdad and my grandfather together just for 15 minutes watching a football game. That is very important to me.
Oh, yeah.
And it always will be. So. You just got to figure out what yours is.
Yep. I mean, the moral is just you need traditions. You need those traditions, especially at this time of the year. During the holiday season, tradition is a big thing.
And help out those that are less fortunate on this time of year.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't during the year, we try to. But if you don't this time of year, at least try to do it around the holidays.
Yep.
If you don't do it all year long.
Well, anyways,
I like it.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna end the segment here. Stay tuned on Periscope. If you want to listen to us more, go to the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Also, check us on Facebook and Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show, and check us out on Spreaker and Stitcher. No
place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweetheart.